So we are in a series in the book of Proverbs, the 31-day Proverbs challenge in a series called Wise Guy. And about 100 plus or so adults in the congregation have gone public and said, "Hey, I'm gonna walk through the book of Proverbs in the month of July." The challenge is simply this: that every day that as we begin the day, that you'd be beginning it in God's Word. And so for whatever day of the month it is, that's the chapter in Proverbs we're in. So for many of us, that meant this morning, we woke up and we said, "I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 17. 17, yeah. And now some of you have been even getting a little bolder than that. It's been really cool. Whether that's just talking among friends, conversations going on about what you're learning in the book of Proverbs, our Facebook page is starting to really get hopping and happening, and people sharing their ideas, sharing verses that God's been laying on their heart, life lessons related to the book of Proverbs that they've been learning. So I encourage you to go onto our Facebook page. Some of you are on smartphones, you're already there already. Facebook.com/Columbia Grove. Share your thoughts. We can build each other up. And I'm really excited that we can be even leveraging this technology that like half of you are addicted to already to get us more connected to God's Word. So good work, guys. Keep it up. Now, the reason why we're doing this isn't just so that we can read a book and go, "Yeah, I read a book in the Bible, and you know, I'm a little bit smarter as a result." The big picture goal for this is that on a daily basis, we get into a habit of seeking God through His Word. Because Jesus made a very powerful promise that we read about in John 15:5. Jesus said this: "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you," what's the word? "Remain. If you remain in me, abide in me, remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit." We look around at the fruit trees, and if you broke the branches off the fruit tree, is the fruit going to continue to grow? No. Our lives are just like that. We can't remove ourselves from the tree and expect our fruit to continue to grow. Now, what's the fruit that we're talking about? We learn about that in Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, or sometimes you could translate it as patience. Who doesn't need more of that? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So Jesus gives us this supernatural promise: remain with me, stay connected to me, and you'll grow in that. You want more kindness? You want to be a kinder person? Promise? Remain with me, Jesus says. So we're trying to seek God on a daily basis. So the challenge is simply this: open up, have a Bible close by your bed or your coffee or where, whatever, or your smartphone, whatever you go to early in the morning. And maybe have a bookmark in it, or you know, put a bookmark in your app so you can, you know, you can, whatever you're gonna do. Open it up. "Lord, speak to me through your word." Read through that chapter a bit. And as you do, there'll be a verse that kind of catches your attention, a thought that kind of jumps out, and you go, "Lord, could you be speaking to me through this verse?" And just spend a moment or two with that. "Lord, is this something that you need to remind me of? Is this something I need to be on guard against? Is this a truth I need to remember? Is this something that you're telling me through this to spur me to action in some way today?" Allow God to speak to you through His Word. That's the supernatural promise. Now, today, we're going to be looking at actually a promise in God's Word that isn't supernatural. This is something that will apply to any person, even if you're not a believer today. If you apply this verse in your life, you're going to benefit from it. This is just God reminding us of something that is inherently true about human nature, that when we apply it, we benefit. When we disregard it, it's to our own peril. Now, before I bring up what it is, and some of you already kind of know, I want you to do something for me. On the back of your connection card, or maybe even just mentally, to make a list of this: what character traits do you want to grow in? What character traits do you want to have more of? Do you want to be a more patient person? That might be something you'd write down. You go, "I'd like to be a," or maybe "I'd like to be a better parent." That's, you know, you're already a good parent, but you want to be a better parent. You write that one down. You're already good at business, but you want to be better at business. You're already an athlete, but you want to be a better athlete. So let's see some pins moving. Something going on here. Come on. Let's play together. And make a little list. Write it on the back of your hand. And then in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to share one of those things with a person close by. Just one area in your life that you would like to grow in, become stronger in. You're already a buff, burly athlete, but you want to be a little bit more athletic. You're already very patient, but you want to be even more patient. What is a character trait that you want to grow in? Okay, so share it with somebody. Take just maybe 15, 20 seconds and share it with somebody right now. What's something that you want to develop in your own life? Okay, so hang on to that trait. Hang on to that trait. Because the Bible, in the main verse we're looking at today, along with another number of associated verses, reminds us of this powerful human truth. Here's the verse, okay? Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Let's say that together, okay? Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. One more time. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Or maybe you could put it this way. If you want to be a more loving husband, hang out with loving husbands. If you want to be a better business person, hang out with some people that do really good business. You want to be a better athlete? Associate with athletes. You want to be a better musician? Find the best musicians who can stand being around you and hang out with them. And you'll get better. You want to be more patient? Find some people that can put up with you and hang out with them. And then you'll, over time, you are going to become more patient. Now, we talked about this to our kids when they were in junior high, didn't we? Look out who your friends are and be careful. And you've given them, your kids, if you're parents, you've given your kids that lecture. You know, be careful about who your friends are. And then we left junior high and we forgot about it, assuming that, now that we're all grown up and wonderful, it doesn't apply to us anymore. But the Bible reminds us, walk with the wise and become wise. For a companion of fools suffers harm. I was reading this verse this week, as many of you probably were, and I was immediately reminded of something that I did back when I was about 13 years old. I want to show you a picture. I grew up in Nelson, British Columbia, and the main city would be on the right-hand side. You can't see it, but our house was on the left-hand side, on the north shore of Nelson. And there's this big bridge that connects the two sides of the river. You can see that. Now, I was hanging out with a couple of my buddies. We were 13 years old guys. Just, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And we came up with this brilliant plan. Now, if we can scoot in. Oh, there we go. Thanks. We thought it would be just awesome. So awesome. If we could cross the bridge underneath on the girders. I'm running with the theory now that when you put three 13-year-old boys together, you don't actually end up with 39 years of wisdom. I think somehow in the math of it all, the number actually goes down in terms of the collective wisdom. Because we looked at each other and we said, yeah, that's a great plan. Let's do it. And so we got to about the point. Do you see where the beam goes down to the support? We got about to that point, and we looked down, and it was that moment, there was this flash of insight that said, this isn't smart. And so for the next hour, we were trying to back down those girders. It was just, but anyways, we were all fine and okay, but you look at that, and that was not wise. That was not wise. Not very smart. We didn't even tell my parents about it for like 10 years. It was like, oh, this is just so supremely dumb. But you think about it. Most of the things that you have done that were brave and yet foolish, You did it because you had some people around you that thought it was a good idea. Right? So whether that was the first time you started smoking and you knew you really didn't, but then now it's just part of a life. And I mean, smoking is not like this terrible, terrible thing, but that's how you did it, right? That's how you got in. Those of you that have struggled with addictions in your life, you weren't sitting by yourself going, yeah, I should inject that into my body. That's a great idea. You were with somebody. And the choices we make about the people that we most closely associate with, they significantly define our destiny. Walk with the wise, the Bible says, and you'll be wise. The companion of fools suffers harm. Now, I was kind of thinking about maybe how to illustrate that today, and I'm going to use an illustration that, I mean, it's a little bit juvenile. I'm just going to let you know up front, you know, I'm a recovering youth pastor, recovering. I haven't totally got over it. I still easily fall back into old habits. But you're going to remember this, okay? And I'm going to need a couple of volunteers to help me out with this. Okay, Lauren and Sierra. Okay, because they have to do a very important thing for me. We're going to talk about character cooties. Come on up. All right. Now, when we hang out with people, the people that we spend time with, it's a little bit like eating a powdered donut, which is what Sierra and Lauren are going to do right now. Okay, so we need you each to eat a powdered donut. Pick a donut, all right? Very good. And we want to see what happens to the powder. It's very important. Okay, let's cheer them on. Cheer them on. Come on. All right, keep going. Okay, all right. So we'll just pause for a moment. Now, Lauren, where do you have powder? On your face? Where else does she have powder? On her hands? Now, Sierra, where does Sierra have powder? Yeah, just about everywhere on her face and on her hands. And now on my hands, too. Yeah, they're everywhere. It's everywhere. You can't eat a powdered donut without getting a little bit on you. And our friends are kind of like that. The people that we hang out with the most, there's elements of their character that we catch. And sometimes that's negative, like, you know, me and my 13-year-old buddies. Or sometimes that's tremendously positive. You know, if you're hanging out with, let's say you're married and you're hanging out with other couples, and all of those couples, they've got loving, faithful marriages. Their home environment is really positive. People are building each other up. Well, pretty soon you start going, well, it's normal, and I like to talk positive about my spouse. I say nice things about the person I'm married to. We encourage each other because that's the environment that you're in, right? Or let's give them a hand as they finish off their donuts. Thanks for being good sports, guys. Or maybe you're in a negative environment. You know, you've got some friends. We all kind of do. You hang out, and they're just mad about everything. Everything is negative. They've got the cable news on all day long. And so everything that they see is about life. Everything's bad. Everything is bad, 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 bad. And you hang out with that group for a while, and pretty soon everything you think about is bad. The world is terrible. Just feeling beat up all the time. It's because some of that character cooties, the character dust, it got on you. Guys, let's be really honest. You know, we get into environments and people kind of talking rough. It's a little kind of sailor language. And it doesn't totally change you, but your language kind of goes in that direction a little bit. Some of that character dust, the character cooties, they get on you. So we can ignore it and pretend it's not there, or we can leverage it and use this human truth to our own advantage. Take another look at that list again, the list you wrote down, or just recall it in your mind. There are some character attributes that you want to grow in. Good things that you want to develop in your life. And you know, God's on your side with that. And he's probably put some people in your life that have some of those attributes, or at least a little bit more than you have at this moment in time. Those are some people you can lean toward. This might be a good week to see if you can take them out for coffee. See if they want to go on a hike together. Find some excuse to be in the same place so that some of the things that they have that you're wanting to grow in, that you can learn from it. It might be, and I realize that by the time this hits the podcast and you kind of listen, what did Pastor Andrew talk about today? Some of you might go, he told me I need to ditch some of my friends. And you know, that's kind of true. It's kind of true. You know, we've got some wonderful recovering addicts in our congregation, quite a number of them, actually. Some of them fall. Thankfully, most of the time they get back up again. But there's a storyline that happens every time. Oh, I was out and I met this person that was from my old life. We started hanging out. And then pretty soon, the character dust. It can either work to your advantage or it can work to hurt you. The character cooties, they are contagious. Now, Proverbs talks about this more than just that one verse. Other things like this. A gossip portrays a confidence, Proverbs 20:19. So avoid anyone who talks too much. Proverbs 22:24-25. Don't make friends with a hot-tempered person. Don't associate with one easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared. We become like the people we spend time with. Or Proverbs 27, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So whose character cooties would you like to catch? Spend some time with them. Do whatever you can to get in the same room as those people. And here's the good news in that too. Jesus also has character cooties, and he's been dying to spend time with you. Actually, he did die to spend time with you. That time you spent with Jesus in the morning, just even those few minutes with Scripture, Lord, help me to learn your ways. Help me to think like you think. Help me to draw near to you. Lord, I want my life to bear fruit. Whose character cooties do you want to catch? And I realize cooties, I know it's juvenile, but you'll remember it. You'll remember it. Whose character cooties do you want to catch? Because all of them are contagious. Now, I also got to point out, there's ways that we can apply this principle and these verses in ways that are actually more selfish than they are wise. I mean, because one of the ways we could try to apply it is to say, okay, therefore, I'm going to restrict my world to this one little group of people that I think are amazing, and I'm just going to ignore everybody else. I'm going to ignore all the needs in this world and focus only on those people that make me feel good and make me be better, and that wouldn't be a good application of it. It is true that we want to make those people, the people that build us up, the people that make us better people, make that the center of the circle. But make room in the circle to include others. Because what you've been given, the wisdom that you've received, if you're in a place of basic emotional and spiritual health, God gave you that gift so you can share it with somebody else, because you've got cooties too. And somebody else needs to catch your cooties, especially the good ones. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you that you have been looking to spend time with your kids. Thank you that in you there is all the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control we could ever ask for. Lord, may we walk closely enough to you that just like a powdered donut, the dust would get everywhere. that it would get stuck to us. And in fact, even when we get close to somebody else, some of your dust would get off on somebody else. Lord, though this is a very simple principle, we pray that we would apply it faithfully. Lord, there are people coming to mind in people's minds right now that we ask for your favor in helping each of us to know how to get more time with those people. A coffee date, biking together, hiking together, trying to get families together for dinner, whatever it is. Lord, give us the wisdom and courage to take the steps that we need to take to get connected to people that can help us grow, that can build us up, help us become wise. May we walk with the wise and become wise. Lord, we also pray for your wisdom in knowing what people we need to maybe not dump from our life, but we need to emotionally pull back from. People that drag us down. People that don't help us. And so, Lord, we pray that we would get into places where we can grow strong so that then, with time, we can extend a hand and build them up. And Lord, as a church, may we seek after you. May your love infuse what we do, that your cooties, your good character dust would spread to our neighborhoods, to our community, and to our world. We pray these things in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.